Hello, everyone. Matt here from Overcast. Just kind of doing a, in my spare time, kind of like a short episode for you guys, kind of sort of. It's just me today. I don't have any co-hosts. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about some of my opinions about something that kind of came to mind, like something very specific, actually, that came to mind because of patch 1.11. And that is what makes a soul or soul combination interesting and fun to play. With all the changes that came to all of the souls, I think they all got a pretty good work over, to be honest. Some of them more than others. Some of them are completely reworked. Some of them are just kind of improved on. But I think they all feel very different to me, and I've toyed around with each one at least a little bit. I've spent the most amount of time probably on the Cleric, and I spent a decent amount of time with the Mage, toying around with Stormcaller and Warlock mainly. But I wanted to talk about this because, well, one, want to kind of try to stay in touch with you guys. So you know, life going much better for me right now. Things are really starting to look up, and you know, I got the income flowing in again and whatnot. But it has me very, very busy. I've got the day off today. Not really doing much of anything else, so I thought I would give you guys a shout out and kind of see what's going on, what you think, and maybe spark some discussion, some thoughts. So let's go right ahead and move on. What makes a soul or soul combination interesting and fun to play? First of all, choices. Choices are probably the most important thing, at least for me. You guys can let me know in the comments below or Facebook or wherever you want to hit me up what you think is the most important part of what makes a soul or soul combination interesting and fun to play. But I think choice is probably the core element that attracts somebody to a specific soul or soul combination. I mean, everybody has different preferences for their playstyle. And a lot of veteran MMO players often discuss, as we did it fairly often on Overcast as well, how streamlining the classes or souls could potentially aid greatly in the balancing act that every MMO, especially Rift, because of the amount of combinations they have, faces. And I've heard several different opinions on patch 1.11 as far as the classes go, and they vary greatly. You know, some are more focused on the effect the patch had on current balancing prior to Storm Legion's launch. Some are completely enthralled with their new favorite souls and soul combinations, and others are just kind of somewhere in between. Some people don't care. Some people are just having fun with, you know, a few of the new mechanics, just kind of messing around. But one thing's for sure, everybody's going nuts figuring out all the new soul changes and what they want to play and what they want to do. Choice is for certain one of the definitive factors in if your class will be engaging for you. Even though some may opt for streamlined classes, I think it's safe to say that those players who pay very close attention to combat and soul tree mechanics would still prefer to maintain a certain sort of identity of their own within a single soul. For example, the new Purifier, Sentinel, and Warden trees for the Cleric are based primarily around healing, as always. However, they are much more focused on their original purposes of, like, clutch healing for the Sentinel, AoE healing for the Warden, and damage prevention and shielding for the Purifier. They also come with greatly increased synergy for the souls as of 1.11. Some of these souls we never, ever would have considered combining them with before, such as, like, Shaman and Warden together is basically the new Ikar. And if you're not familiar with Cleric specs, Ikar refers to Justicar. It's the last four letters of the Justicar, and Ikar is basically taking the first few letters of any of the other souls, like Shaman would be like a Shamakar, or Sentinel would be like a Centicar, because hybriding with the Justicar was the best way to AoE heal before patch 1.11, and it was also the best way to play a support role as a Cleric as well. And that's just not the case anymore. The Warden is essentially like the new Ikar, and there's a reason for that. In addition to the greatly increased synergy for other souls that we wouldn't have considered before, there's also several options to build for slightly higher damage in all of these. And they're healing souls, but they do have decent damage to go with them. You know, it's not anything that's going to be competitive, but these kinds of choices, they engage the player in making meaningful decisions about how to play. And it's my opinion, the first thing that you encounter that could determine your interest in a soul or soul combination. Because, you know, when you look at the Warden, you think, okay, well, there's some AoE healing. But then you think, well, we're a little bit low. Like, we're sitting pretty good, say, in a raid encounter on healing. And you're doing really well, and your mana's not too stressed out or anything like that. But you're having kind of trouble beating the damage timer, the enrage timers and whatnot. These souls now have the option, you have the option to spend points into increasing the Warden's damage. And you can pull like an extra 400 or 500 DPS out of the soul by using your damage stuff when you don't need to heal, which is awesome because it keeps the player engaged by making that choice. You know what I mean? Do you want to pick up more healing? Do you need the more healing? I mean, I foresee myself, if I end up healing in Storm Legion, like as a warden, for example, I foresee myself having like four different warden specs. Like, seriously. So let's talk about the next element that I think plays a crucial role in attracting you to a soul-soul combination. That's the theme of the soul. Not everyone is interested in merely playing the most optimized character out there. We're not all min-maxers. We're not all raiders. In fact, as many of you are probably aware, you know, the majority of virtually every MMO community are actually mostly casual players. The theme is what I think initially draws most players to look at a specific class of calling and check out the choices that it offers. Themes for classes of souls are things such as, you know, abilities that have the appearance or effect of, like, damage over time, focus on a specific element such as fire, you know, priority on preventing damage as opposed to healing the damage already taken, you know, via shields, death, area of effect, mobility, etc. And then once you have that, one of the other things you look at is animation and appearance. You know, similar to just the theme of the soul, animations and overall appearance of a soul's abilities can also play a huge part in determining your level of enjoyment with a particular class or soul. Now, don't hate me for saying this, but if you've ever played the game, you know this is true. Ion, and honestly probably most Korean-based MMOs, have extremely enjoyable animations. They do. They may not have the best gameplay, and they may not have, you know, the best leveling process, and be grindy, or use item shops, or whatever, but they have generally, typically, really, really good animations. They focus a lot on every animation being unique, and just very, a lot of them are very acrobatic, especially in Ion. You know, most of the ability rotations have your character doing wild hand movements when casting spells, or doing, like I said, acrobatics, leaping into the air, doing some crazy gymnastics before coming back down with like a downward weapon attack or something. And Rift has several spell effects that are very enjoyable to use, such as like the Riftblade's Rift Storm, or the Stormcaller's Lightning Storm, which create a fairly large cloud above the player or around an area, with lightning striking several places, you know, at once for a short period of time. That's one of the first ones that comes to my mind is like a really attractive animation for me. It's one of the things that helps me enjoy Stormcaller more. It's just because I love that cloud of lightning. I think that storm cloud is just cool as hell. But along with the actual particle effects using the abilities, the character animations themselves, like the movements that your character makes, also play a huge part. I mean, I have several friends and know several player acquaintances that play melee-oriented classes only, specifically because they tend to have more enjoyable character animations that help immerse them in the combat. Because the fact is, you know, when you're playing melee, there's not a lot of particle effects that go off. A lot of it is just swinging a weapon around or pulling a bow back. So, you know, you don't want to have the same exact strike, weapon strike, every single time because there's nothing else to really engage you. So there's usually a lot more different, lot more of a variation, you know, of character animations for the melee-oriented classes. Most of the spells used by the caster or magic-oriented range classes involve the same exact character animations or character movements for every spell you use over the course of a fight. And while the spells themselves have animations, many of the particle effects in Rift can honestly be rather lackluster. I had this gripe with fireballs in Rift and even in Ion, honestly. I mean, it's a fireball. It's a freaking fireball, okay? So why does it look like I set a toothpick on fire and threw it at my target? Where's my explosion? Though, I guess if you zoom in really, really close and get a magnifying glass, you can probably see the tiny particle effect appear on your target for a brief second that is supposed to be the explosion of your fireball hitting. I mean, come on. It's a fireball. It should be huge. It should be enjoyable. It should be like, whoa, did you see that? You know what I mean? It should be something obvious. In my opinion, though, you spend more time looking at your UI to see your health, your timers, resources, notifications, chat, etc., then you spend actually looking at like the particle effects of spells. So that's kind of why I've grown an affinity for melee. I used to always be into spellcasters, but I've started to grow an affinity for the melee because I'm just getting kind of tired of seeing the same animations over and over again. I also think that most players, including myself, when you do look at your character, you look at something that isn't on your UI, you're much more likely to look at your character itself and not look at the spells that are flying through the air for fractions of a second at a time. Not to mention that in a raid setting, when there are 19 other players, you often can barely even notice your own spell effects, which leaves you with the same character animation over and over and over and over. Alright, now I'm ranting. I'm going to stop. The point is that some of us enjoy the flash of a spell, and some enjoy the finesse of a nice melee character animation. Have you ever played an MMO with a shapeshifter? Because this goes with the animation appearance as well. I mean, like a true shapeshifter, like the druid in World of Warcraft, for example. Ask yourself and answer honestly, how many people do you think that play shapeshifters in an MMO choose that class specifically for the shapeshifted appearance, for the shapeshifted form? Because I know that I've done it before. Hell, I'm really enjoying my cleric in Rift 111 right now, but the polymorph form for the 61-point Harbinger looks insanely cool. That, like, that Storm Legion warrior that you kind of turn into. I think it's, like, the Lich form. So it's probably, like, a 2-minute cooldown that lasts, like, 30 seconds, but it's still cool as hell, you know? And that alone might just win me over to play the Mage in Storm Legion, just so that I can have that, the option to transform into that, you know? So, point made. Let's move on to playstyle mechanics, because this is a big one. This all sounds so obvious at first, I'm sure, but hear me out. I've noticed a few, for lack of a better term, weak mechanics, I'll refer to them as weak mechanics, on several of the new abilities, especially for the mages. And what do I mean by a weak mechanic? When I say weak mechanics, I am referring to mechanics that do not engage you into a thoughtful ability rotation. Weak mechanics are such that they exist for the sole purpose of making you think the spell is different, when really, it's just one more button. It doesn't actually affect your combat experience at all. Good example of this is the new dot spell for the Mage Warlock Soul, called Agony. And Agony deals damage over time, as most of the Warlock spells do, but this damage starts out really low, and slowly increases up to its full damage tick, its highest damage tick, over the duration. I personally find such a mechanic to be weak, because the gradually increasing damage mechanic is not something that I control, and it does not affect my combat experience aside from simply what order to apply my dots in. Once applied, the first rotation of abilities, Agony is just going to be applied without regard to its mechanic from there on. I'm not going to think about the fact that it builds its damage over time after that. I've got my order down, I've got my timing down, you know, at that point I just have to hit the same order of dots each time. Now it's just another dot. Such a mechanic can also be kind of annoying, seeing as that the damage is essentially worthless on enemies that are going to die before the duration can finish, you know? And seeing as dot damage is already by nature a sustained rate of damage that takes time to deal its full amount, I really don't see the benefit in the mechanic that essentially forces the player to wait longer for that damage. You're already waiting for that damage. Your dots are already ticking lower than, you know, if you were, you're slinging fireballs or void bolts or whatnot, you know? So let's talk about the opposite extreme, now for a second, which would be a strong mechanic. And strong mechanics are such that they engage the player in, you guessed it, choices. Actively making choices mid-combat. These kinds of mechanics keep combat fresh, interesting, they keep it reactive by challenging your attention to timing, rotation, buffs, procs, essentially calling attention to all the base elements of MMO combat. Let's use the Warlock for example again, since there are several strong mechanics in the new version of the Soul Tree as well. Empowered Darkness consumes 75 of the Mage's charge resource to increase all damage by 40% for a short period of time. They have another charge consumer called Contaminate now, which is brand new, which once toggled on will consume 10 charge every time you cast a death-based damage over time effect on an enemy, and it will increase the damage of that dot by 30%. Then there's Sacrifice Life, which does not consume charge at all, but instead consumes a set amount of hit points to increase all damage by 20% for a short period of time. So, if you've never played a mage before, that might be a bit much to keep track of, but bear with me. The Warlock's primary source of damage, as you probably know, is damage over time effects, typically referred to just as dots. And as such, a Warlock's primary goal is essentially to maintain like a 98% or better uptime on all of their dot effects. The addition of Empowered Darkness, Contaminate, and Sacrifice Life actively engages the player in mid-rotation choices in order to decide how best to spend their charge resource and which of the three abilities is the most beneficial at that point in their rotation. Mages will typically begin a fight with zero charge, and so Sacrifice Life, seeing as it doesn't actually consume charge, is the best choice right off the bat. But Sacrifice Life only increases their damage by 20%, whereas Contaminate is 30%, albeit only for the dot effects. One of the Warlock's highest damage dots is also Defile, which consumes charge at a constant rate while active, and pretty much must be active at all times in order to attain the highest possible damage output per second, typically referred to simply as DPS. So this poses a challenge for the Warlock, because they just applied all of their dot effects with a 20% damage boost, and they won't have to reapply those effects for at least 12 seconds. So the Warlock must ask themselves, does the Warlock wait 12 seconds to reapply using the 30% boost from Contaminate? Does the Warlock have enough charge to maintain Defile and spend 10 charge per dot with Contaminate active in order to refresh their dots with a higher damage bonus? Is it worth it to begin the encounter with Sacrifice Life and build charge with the dots only to instantly reapply them with Contaminate to get the higher damage bonus? The answers to those questions are what you theory crafters out there will eventually or have already figured it out. My point in all this is simply that these three damage boosting abilities raise those questions, and they do so actively in the middle of combat, and must be asked essentially every rotation or as the encounter changes. This is an example of a strong mechanic which makes the soul and the soul's combat interesting and fun. Some other good examples of strong mechanics are abilities that are affected by positioning, placement, movement, stacking effects, total resources, managing mana, health, charge, energy, procs, essentially programmed random occurrence, or I forget what the other like definition for proc. I know it originally from MUDs, whatever. We'll call it programmed random occurrence. It's essentially proc effect is one such as an ability only becoming active after you land a critical hit. Things like that are strong mechanics because they're going to actively change your rotation. You know, they throw a wrench into the rotation. They throw a quirk into it. So you're sitting there and you're like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I just got a proc, hit 6. But now your whole rotation's offset by 1.5 seconds because of the global cooldown. So now do you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or do you have to hit 3 now to refresh 3 before that falls off because your rotation got screwed up, you know? So those are the kinds of things that I consider strong mechanics. So what do you look for in a class? What makes your favorite class your favorite? And what do you think is the most important combat element for Rift or MMORPGs in general? Let me know in the comments below, or you can send me an email at riftovercast@gmail.com. You can tweet me on twitter.com/riftovercast, or you can leave us a reply on facebook.com/riftovercast. There's no schedule set for when we'll release more of these types of short episodes, but as things come to mind, I'm very likely to release more of these in the near future, you know, when I have the time to do them. Kind of trying to stay in touch with you guys, want to stay in touch with the audience. Don't forget about the Extra Life Marathon coming up. It's on October 20th. Visit extra-life.org to sign up or donate to your favorite team. Start a page yourself to raise money for Children's Miracle Network hospitals across the nation. It's a good cause, and we all know that you're going to be awake 24 hours straight playing Storm Legion Beta Weekend 2 anyway. So talk to you guys all again soon. Thanks for listening. Have fun, Rifters, and we'll see you next time.